Today's daf is daf Zayin, so let's begin 7 lines down. The Gemara says, Pliga. Pliga, the Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, he argues on what? So the Amar Rabbi Tanchum Bar Chanilai, lo nemar mikra zeh. So Rashi says, the Pasuk about Tseh Barich, that Pasuk before, he argues on that definition. So lo nemar mikra zeh, ela kenegan maisa ego. This Pasuk is referring to the maisa ego. What happened maisa ego that this Pasuk is referencing? So it says that, shenemar vayar aron vayiven mizbeach lefanav. So Aaron saw, and then whatever he saw, he built him his mizbeach in light of what he saw, the vision. Ma'ra, what did he see? Amar Rabbi Binyamin ben Bar Yafes, Amar Rabbi Elazar ra'a chor shezavuach lefanav. He saw a chor, who is Miriam's son, who is his own nephew. He saw a chor was shechted, and he said, Amar ilo shemani lehuv, I don't pay attention to the heir of Rav, hasha avduli, they're going to do to me, kede avdu b'chor, what they did to chor. And I'm going to be the cause of it. Now it's of course very appropriate as the 9 days are approaching, but there's a pasuk in Eicha that he killed in the base of Mikdash a Kohen and a Navi. And then the heir of Rav and Klai Yisrael will never have any takana, because once you kill someone, there's no way of undoing that. So he says, Mutav Dulav Dulaega, better I do an Egal Zav, F Shavile Takanta Bechuva. At least Egal Zav, you could perhaps undo what was done, so that was what was going on. And the Mefarshim say, Vayar, when he says Vayar, he saw, it really means Vayira, Aaron. Aaron got scared, he was scared they were going to kill him as well, and that's what the Pasuk means, that Botzea Barich, I guess a person who compromised in this bracha, this is a reference to Aaron's decision making. As Rashi says, that he also, Aaron pshara bein olav inasma, he decided, he made a compromise on his own. He just consulted himself, if you will, and decided to do this. Vahora heter latzma lasuf lahem es ha'egel. It was his own justification. So that's what the pasuk means.
And so, in other words, he did this as self-preservation.
You know, if he did it for the sake of Klai Yisrael, because if they killed him, so then there's no fixing that. Aaron's dead. And then you do about death. Shvichas damim, you can't fix. You can't do.
They already killed Kor.
Yeah.
So he's saying they might kill me.
And then
it's mutav that I make an avar zara.
Right.
Which is yarg vayavar.
Correct. In light of this, because he thought it would have been a destruction of the entire.
Entire
yeah, and never coming back. That was his understanding. Whether this was good or not, I don't know. Botzei Baruch is usually bad.
Yeah.
So I imagine it's bad decision making. But I'm not judging. I'm just reading the Gemara. So the Gemara says, fine. Honey Tanai, these Tanaim from yesterday's daf, Poter Maim Rishon Madon Mai Dar Shibay. So we had a few different interpretations of this pasuk. Those who do not embrace the interpretation from yesterday, what are they going to do with this pasuk? This pasuk in Mishnah says, Poter Maim Rishis, the water comes out first, Madon. So what's this lashon? So Mai Dar Shibay. Kid Rav Hamnuna, Dama Rav Hamnuna, Ein Tchilas Dineo Shel Adam Nidon. The person's initial judgment is Ela al Divrei Torah. On his learning, Shenemar Poter Maim Reishis Madon. So Ein Maim Ela Torah. So his Madon, his Din Torah, will be on the Rishon, the first one will be on his Din Torah and his Maim. So look at Tosus on top. Tosus says Ela al Divrei Torah, Vahadam Rinan Beperk Bamem Avalikin Daflam and Aleph. Shesholin Lo, a person when he dies goes to Beis and Shemala, ask him, Nasasav Nasata Be'amuna, did you do business honestly? And only Acharkach, Kavata Itim LaTorah, were you establishing Torah? The Kaveh Itim. So the second question is Kaveh Itim, but the Gemara Sanhedrin says the first question, the Rishon, that Potimayim Rishis is Madan Amayim, it's the Andin Torah. So the Gemara says, Hasam Ba'adam She'osik B'Torah Mari. There is referring to a person who learns Torah, El Shalo Kaveh Itim. He wasn't Kaveh Itim. So a person learns that he wasn't Kaveh Itim. So his first question is, did you do business honestly? And the second question is, why weren't you Kaveh Itim? But the Gemara Sanhedrin is talking about a person who didn't learn at all. If a guy got nothing learned, he didn't learn anything, so then his first question is, why didn't you learn Torah? So it's interesting that just depending on the person, the order of the questions are going to change. Fine. So then the Gemara, then Tosis answers maybe differently. Inami shoalin lo tchila amasa matin bemuna. First question is, we ask him, did you do business honestly like the Gemara in Shabbos? We call makom yikabel dina tchila al divrei Torah. When he receives his punishment, he receives punishment on din Torah prior to the punishment on acting dishonestly in business. Okay, Gemara now says 2 wide lines down. Amar Rav Huna. Rav Huna says, hi Tigra, a person who gets into a dispute, damya litzinura debidka. Demaya. It's similar to a pipe of bringing water. Kaven de ravach ravach. Once water comes in, goes to the pipe, it starts making it wider, 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 and comes out, it flows out like a river. So once a little fight starts, it ends up exploding into something much larger than it really was.
What kind of dispute?
To any type of dispute, it doesn't specify. Any fight, when a person gets into an argument, stay away from arguments, because arguments can really get much worse and blow out of proportion. Then the Gemara says, Abaye Kashisha Amar, Dami Laguda de Gamla Kaven de Kum Kum. He compared a argument to a plank on a one of those bridges. So when you step on the plank first, it's going to wobble, but once you get it, it sets down on the rope, then it tightens. So a fight starts off, a little argument starts a little bit shaky, but then once it gets really involved, it's very strong and intense, and that's what he compares a dispute to. Gemara now quotes a siman, Shimi Shtei Sheva Zemiros Hahu is a siman. That's a mnemonic of the number of the next sugyas we're going to learn. So the Gemara says, Ahu Dahava Kamar V'Azal. A person would go around town saying the following, Tuvia Deshama, person praiseworthy, Tuvia Ashrei, a person who hears, his own insults, V'Adisha, Adisha means trampled upon, Chalfua Bishtei Mea, person who listens to it and doesn't respond to any insult, he pretty much shaves, he switches himself 100 bad things that could have otherwise happened to him. Amar Le Shmuel, Rav Yehuda, crux, if the Pasuk supports this, Poter Maim Reishis, Madon, of water, he protects himself from Madon. What does Madon mean? Reishis Madon is Reish Mea Dine. Reishis Madon is really Rosh HaTevel, so really no trick, and you change around the words. Reish Mea in the Madon of Din. He protects himself. A person lets the water bounce off him, he's protected from 100 bad things that could have happened to him otherwise. Another, Hahudahak Hava Kamer V'Azal, a person will go around town saying the following, Atarta Tlasas Ganve Lo Miktal. Two or three times a person doesn't get killed, but don't worry, by the fourth time for doing something wrong, he will get punished. You see a person doing Aveira two or three times and nothing happening to him, not to worry, something will happen to him. So in light of this, again, Amar Shmuel, Shmuel says to this person, or to Rav Yehuda, after hearing this statement, crux, if there's a pasuk that supports it, he's not just making this up. It says, Kamar Hashem al Shlosh Pishe Yisrael Arba Lo Ashivenu. On three violations, fine, but the fourth one, HaKadosh Baruch Hu won't turn his back to, he's going to make sure he'll be punished by the fourth time. Hahu Dava Kamar V'Oz, a person will go around saying, Shav Biru L'Shlama V'Chad El'Avid Bish. Seven pits for someone who's shalom, a person who's good, and he'll be protected. Even though he walks by seven pits, he'll be saved if he does the right thing. But when it comes to a person bad, chal avid bish, all it takes is one pit to have a rush against punishment and fall right into the pit. So that was the phrase going around town. So Amar Le Shmuel, Rabbi Yehuda, crux, if there's a pasuk that says, ki sheva yipal tzadik, to come, there's seven that's going to try to bring down the tzadik, but come, he'll stand strong. As opposed to rush, yipal ba'achas, but it just takes one to bring down a rush. Ahu dava kamer v'azal, a person will go around da'azal and say, da'azal mi bedina shako glima, when a person goes to Beis Din and they take away his shirt, meaning he's found guilty, he should lizamer zamer, he should sing a song, v'leis v'orach and go out in the streets, he should be happy. So Amar Le Shmuel, even though he was guilty, Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda, crux, if there's a pasuk, v'gam kol ha'am hazeh al mekomo yava b'shalom. Everyone, the entire nation, was talking about Parshas Yisro, when they got judged, not only the innocent people were happy, but even Kalam, even those who were guilty, they were happy that they were judged correctly. They made a mistake, they owed money, and they were very, very pleased with what the Dayan said to listen to the law. So you should always be happy no matter what the outcome is of a Beis Din, assuming the Beis Din's a honest Beis Din. Hahuda ahava kamar ve'ozil, person who goes and says, he ni'ima, if a woman's falling asleep, v'dikulo shapil, and her basket on top of her head falls off, that's just a statement. So Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda crux, if there's a pasuk, the pasuk says this appears in Koheles, Batatayim Yimach Hamikara, with atzlanus, with laziness, a person is going to Yimach Hamikara, it's going to bring poor, poverty, ubishiflas yadayim yidlof habayis, and with the lowering of the hands, the laziness, there's going to be leaks in the ceiling of the house. So then, Hahu dava kamar v'alzal, a person would say, Gavra d'rachitzna aleh, a person rachitzna, which is lashon b'tachon, adya l'gziza v'kam. So what's this upshot in this pasuk here? So this means that a person who is whom I trusted, adya l'gziza v'kam, he raised his gziza, raised his fist, and stood against me. So a person I trusted stood up against me. What happened? I thought we had this relationship. So Amar Le Shmuel Rav Yehuda crux, if there's a pasuk that says Gam Ish Shlomi, even a person of peace, Asher Batachti Bo, that I really trusted. The rest of the pasuk says he raised his heels against me. Ahu Dehava Kamer V'Alzal, a person would go saying Ki Rechimtim Hava Aziza, Ki Rechimtim. When our love, our Rechimta, our Rechama, Havi Aziz is very strong. Apusya desafsera shriven. We could lie down on the width of a sword. Very small, the edge of a sword is very small. That's how much we love each other. When the love is so strong. Vahashta de la Aziz arichim. And now their love's not so great. Even a Purya Barshis and Garmida, even a bed that's 60 amos wide, Los Hagimla, is not enough for us. We need so much distance. Some Rav Huna Kruxiv. So I'm just thinking out loud about Tisha B'Av and the weeks and the distance we have with us and Kadosh Baruch Hu. I wonder what the connection is here. Amar Rav Huna Kruxiv, the Pasuk says, make Kruxiv. Initially the Pasuk says, V'no'adati l'cha sham, I will let you know, I will meet you there. V'dibarti itcha me'al ha-kaporis, I'm going to speak to you from above the kaporis, above the aron. The Tani, the Brayta says, Aron Tisha v'kaporis tefach. The aron was 9 tefachim high, the kaporis was another tefach. Harei kanasar, that's 10. So he spoke from above the kaporis. But Ksiv, there's another pasuk that says, V'abayis ha-shebana melech Shlomo la'ashem, the base of Mikdash that Shlomo built. Shishim Amah was 60 amos arko, v'esim rach was 60 amos long, 20 amos wide. V'shloshim Amah kamasa, the height was 30 amos. V'vasov Ksiv, at the end it says, Kom ha-ashem ha-shemayim kisi, the shemayim is my throne, v'aretz ha-dom raglai, and the land, the ground is my place of my feet. Ezeh v'ayis ha-shetivnu li, and what house can you build for me that's going to fit all of a Kadosh Baruch Hu? I'm too big for you to build a house. So on one hand it says it wasn't big enough, but on the other hand the Beis Mikdash was able to keep the Aron in there. So we see from here that when everyone was following the right thing during times of Shlomo, that 30 amos, 20 amos by 20 amos was able to fit the Shechina. But when there was that distance, the Kadosh Baruch Hu couldn't fit in the same room as the Beis Mikdash, like that sword, the edge of the sword. So Gemara now says, "My mashma the high lo saguru lishna de kanusha." We saw yesterday's daf. The lo saguru meant that don't hold back anything. Lashon of kanusha is to withhold, to hold anything back. How do you see saguru means kanushi? Gemara says, "Amar of Nachman, Amar Kada Pazik says ve'yayin lo sishte ve'lo sagur." But wine you shouldn't drink or gather. Sagur means to gather together. So that's lashon of saguru means that the kanusha. From another pasuk that tachin makayitz, a person should prepare in the summer lachma his bread agar b'katzer, and he should gather in the katzer the times of the harvest. We see the word agar means to gather, to bring in. Another pasuk mehacha oger b'katzer bein maska, you should gather a wise son should gather together in the summer. We're going to quote another mnemonic emes mamon yiras simon. So Amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Rabbi Yonasan, Kol Dain Shadan Dina Emes La'amito. A person who judged a proper din, Masha Shechina B'Yisrael. That will cause the Shechina to rest within Klai Yisrael. Shinem, as it says, Elokim Nitzav Ba'adas Kel Bekerav Elokim Yishpot. When a person judges properly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to be Bekerav within them. V'chol Dain Shein Dan Din Emes La'amito. A person who doesn't judge properly, Garam the Shechina Shetestalik Mi, so he causes the Shechina to leave. Shinemar, it says, Mishod Aniyim, from the oppression on the poor people, Men Kasev Yonim Ata Akum Yomar Hashem. Hashem's going to stand up and leave. V'amar Rebbe Shmuel Bar Nachmani, Amar Rebbe Yonasan, Kaldayin Shenotel Mizev Anosin Lez. That person who takes from one, a judge takes from one person, and gives to the other, Shlochadin, improperly, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Notem Imenu Nafsha, takes away his nefesh. Shinemar, it says, Al Tig Zal Dal, don't steal from the poor, Kidal Hu, because he's poor. Val Tidaki Ani Vashar, don't bring the poor even further down, don't steal them. Ki Hashem Yariv Rivam, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to fight their fight, V'kava Es Kavem Nefesh, he's going to then take away their souls. V'amar Rabbi Shmuel bar Nachmani, Amar Yonasan Liolam Yira Adayin Atzma Kil Cherem Munechas Lobein Yarchosav. A person, a judge, show his view when he's giving judgment that there's a sword between his legs. V'gehenem Psucha Lo Mitachtam, and there's a Gehenem right in front of him, he's able to fall inside. He showed the level of Eimon Pachad, so he judges properly. So, and the Gemara says, Shinamar, it says, what's the support? Hine Mitaso Shel Shlomo, the bed of Shlomo was Shishim Gibor Shaviv La. There were 60 soldiers around his bed. Migibar Yisrael, among the strongest of Klai Yisrael. Kula Machuze Cherb, all of them held swords. Melum de Melchama were warriors. Ish Charbo al Yerecha Mipachad Balelas, they were holding the sword next to their leg because of the fear of the night. Mipachta Shah Gehenim Shadom Lalila. It's referring to the fear of Gehenim, which is compared to the darkness of night. Darish Rabbi Yoshev Itaim, others say Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Mai Dichsev, what does the pasuk mean when it says, Beis David Kohen, the house of David, Ko Amar Hashem. Hashem says as follows, Dinu Laboker Mishpat, that in the morning you should execute judgment, v'tzilu gazo miyad oshek, and take that which is stolen from those who stole. You only judge in the morning, you don't judge the rest of the daytime. We know you can't judge balayla, but you don't have to do baboker, you could do the afternoon if you wanted. If it's so clear like the morning, the sun, so then you should give a din. If it's not so clear, don't say it if you're not sure. Only give a psak din if you're sure as boker. But if there's any level of doubt, you cannot render a verdict. Rabbi Chir bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yonasan Meahacha, from the following pasuk of the same din. You should say to the, you're my sister. The wisdom, say to wisdom, you're my sister. We saw this a few days ago, referring to Rav. Rav was so wise, he was called as he knew the Chachma like his own sister. So, if you know that something's so clear, just as you know one sister is Asr, then you could say the Psak Din. If it's not so clear to you, don't say anything. So Amar Rabbi Yishuv ben Levi, Asara Shiyoshim b'din. 10 people are sitting in din. Koler Talei b'tzavar Kulan. That chain hangs around the neck of each one of them. They're sharing the responsibility, the burden of judging. Pshita, of course. Why would you think otherwise? If there are 10 people giving a gmar din, they all share that the burden. Lotzich ela Talmud Hayoshiv l'fnei Rabo. First, even a Talmud who usually wouldn't say anything in front of his Rebbe, he's kafuf to his Rebbe, if the Talmud is present during the Din Torah, then it helps relieve some of the burden from the Rebbe to his Talmidim. So Gemara quotes an interesting maaseh that Rav Huna kiyava asa din l'kameh, when a din would come to Rav Huna, michnefu maaseh asar rabbanim mibei Rav. He would collect 10 other Talmidim from the base medrash and interrupt them. And Amar, he says, kiyecha delimti on Shiva mikishur. This way we could receive a chip of the beam, meaning we could spread the, not wealth, but spread the punishment. In case we make a mistake, I won't take the hit for myself. You guys will take the brunt along with me. So Rav Ashi kihava asa treif salakame. When Rav Ashi would have a treif for coming to his head to check it out, again, same thing. Michna from Aishilul Chula Tabacha Damasim Vachasya. He brought all the different shochtim from the city in order to judge it, and also to Amar Ki Hecha Delimti and Shiba Mikishura. So again, a chip of the beam that we could spread the punishment amongst all of us. So Kiyasir of Dimi Amar Darish Rav Nachman Bar Kohen. He made the following drashim. What does it mean in the pasuk? Melech B'Mishra Yamid Aretz. The king will judge, he's going to hold up the ground, vish chumos yiharsena, but a person of gifts, of giving things, overthrows it. What's the pshat in this pasuk? Im dayin dom mila melech she'ena tzarech lechlom. If a dayin, someone who doesn't need anything, yamin aret, he could uphold the world. He could keep, he could judge properly. Vim dom mila kohen she'mechaze bebeis ha'granaf. He's like a kohen who has no property, who has to go from place to place begging for food, so yiharsena, he's going to destroy it. Meaning if a dayin needs money, they can't trust him. People can get bribed. And all the unfortunately, we know that all too well in modern day Bate Dinim, there's a lot of bribery that goes on, unfortunately. So if a dayan needs money, you can't trust him. It's a terrible thing. Rav Shach Tori says, if you want to go to Beis Din, go to the Beis Medrash and find the three most Erlich Hayidim sitting in the Beis Medrash and ask them, who know Chosh and Mishpat. Don't go to a Beis Din, he feels. It's too much corruption going on there, unfortunately. Anyways, the Gemara says, "Debein Nisiya Okme Dayana Lahava Gamir." So the Debein Nisiya, the house of the Nasi, would Okme a Dayan Lahava Gamir, a person who wasn't a proper Dayan, he wasn't learned. So Amr Leis, so the Nasi says, "Lihuda Bar Nachmani." He says to him, "Miturgame de Reish Lakish, you happen to be the Miturgame of Reish Lakish. You have this many times. Reish Lakish would whisper into the ears of Yehuda Bar Nachmani." Number of interesting drushes. Now, the point of Yehuda Bar Nachmani was one, to translate the words, but number two is to amplify the words. Reish Lakish didn't have a koach to really belt out his voice, so that's what Yehuda Bar Nachmani's role was. So he said to the Nasi, said to Yehuda Bar Nachmani, "Kum ale b'amora, I want you to stand up as a spokesman for him." So come gachin ale, Yehuda Bar Nachman would bend over the judge, and the judge didn't say a thing to him. He was waiting to hear something to give a drasha. So Pasach Vamar, Yehuda said, "Hoy Omer la'etz hakitza uri." Woe to them that says to the tree, "Hakitzi, wake up, uri le'evan domim." To wake up, it's like a dumb stone, it says here, a silent stone that can't speak. Say something. Hu yora, hu yora hinehu, tafus zahava kesev echal ruachin bekibo. Can it teach? Can a stone teach? It's covered in gold and silver, and there's no spirit to it. And in the end, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to punish those who appointed such a judge. Shenemar v'Hashem behechal kadsho has mipanav kol haaretz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to from within the Heicha, from within the Beis HaMikdash, he's going to make silent the entire world. So again, this person was appointed to be judge. And Yehuda ben Nachmani said, okay, now let's give a judge, let's see what you have to know. And the judge stayed silent. He said, you're nothing more than an idol, than a rock that can't speak, and you're worthless. So Amar Rish Lakish said, Ko amamid dayin sheinen hagun, a person appointed a judge who is not qualified, kilu note asher b'Yisrael. It's as if you planted a tree of Avodah Zarah within Am Yisrael. Shinemar, as it says, Shoftim v'shotin titein lecha, you should appoint judges. And right next to him, the Parsha Shoftim, it says, V'samich lei lo sita lecha ashera kol eitz, you cannot plant any tree. So those who point a inappropriate shofet is like planting a ashera tree. Amar Ravashi says, V'makom sheish tamidi chachamim, kilu natu eitzel mezbeach. And a place where there are qualified people, and you point someone who's unqualified, is as if you're planting a tree, an Esher, next to the Mizbeach, which is a reference to the Talmud Chacham, Shinemar Eitzel Mizbeach Hashem Elokecha. This is also the source that's brought down in Sefer Chinuch, and that you cannot have any wood, you can't plant trees in the Beis HaMikdash. You're not allowed to do that. So it becomes a whole discussion based on this psukim here, that there's an issue to plant trees next to the Mizbeach. How are they able to build the Simchas Beis Shoeva? The Gemara said they build the platforms for the women to see, and Hakel, and the Hakel, they'd build a bima for the Melech to stand. So different interpretations there. The Ravid addresses this in the Maseches Tamid. He says if it was only Lasha, maybe it's permitted. Different answers that are given how this is allowed. But this is the source. Exactly. Wouldn't plant it, but they said even placing any type of wood is part of that violation as well. Exactly. The Gemara says, "Ksiv." The pasuk says, "Lo sasun iti Elohei chesed v'Elohei zav." Don't make gods of gold, gods of silver. You can't make them from gold and silver, but you're allowed to make it of wood? Of course not. So Amar Ravashi, Aloha, Aloha haba b'shvil kesev, Aloha haba b'shvil azav. Refers to a judge, that type of aloha. A judge, who's also called Elohim, we've seen elsewhere, who comes for the gold and comes for the silver. Don't appoint such judges who are looking for money. Rav kihava asi lebedina Amar Hach, when you come to a bezdin, it say the following. Birus nafshe liktala nafik. Of his own will, this man's going to his death. So what's going on here? When he would go judge and he make a mistake, he's worthy of a death penalty if he makes a very, very, very terrible mistake. Utzvi beis alesu avid. The jobs of his own house, he doesn't perform. Reikan the beis aisle, he goes back to his house empty. Ulevai should say bia kitzia, and so too hopefully his exit should be like his entrance. He came in with nothing, he should leave with nothing. He davened this, it sounded like he davened for himself, that he should really have this aim and pachad, don't take any bribes. This was a big challenge, even for Rav, had to give such a tefillah. You can imagine Dayan Bizman Hazeh, what people would try to do to bribe people. So kihava chazeh amabuha abasre, when Rav would see a group of Tamidim following him, he says, "Im yala l'shmaim siu." If his stature rises to the heavens, so then fine. But kigelu l'netzach yoved, he should perish forever like his waist. So what's pshat here? He wanted to say, "I'm not a great person. I don't know why people are following me now. I'm nothing more than garbage." So that's how he would say in order to remove any of the gaiva that he would notice from people following him. So marzutcha chasida kiyava mechat vilei b'shabasa derigla. When the students would carry them on the show, carry him on their shoulders when they go give the drasha on the Shabbos Chol HaMoed, Amri said, "Hachi kilo liolam chosen v'mnezel ador vador." He said this pasuk: all the chosen and all the riches in the world are not liolam, and the crown doesn't stay for generations. Meaning, I'm getting this very temporarily. I don't deserve this. I'm not going to have this forever. I'm not worthy of such kavod. Darish bar kapara. He made the following drasha. Minah hamilsa. How do we know this? Damu rabbanu. That which rabbis would say, having mesunim bedin, be very, very patient when it comes to a psakdin. Don't jump steps here. And these are the judges. So when you're coming to Mishpat, don't jump steps. Take everything slow and patiently. So Amar Rabbi Lazar, minayin ledain shelo yivsa al Rashi Am Kadosh, you shouldn't step on the people of the nation. Shenemar lo sala b'milas b'malos, you shouldn't step on the levels. V'samich lei ve'eilam mishpatim, these are the judges. So it's talking about, they mention this in, when people are coming to, they're sitting on the floor, they didn't have benches, so the Rashi would go to the front to go speak, so you shouldn't step on their heads, try to go around them, so it doesn't look like you're stepping on their heads. That was the idea here. Asher Tosin, the Pasuk says, that you should place judgments, Asher Telamdeim Mibarlei, you should teach judges, not that you should place judges. So So Amar Rabbi Yirmi Rabbi Itayim, others say Rabbi Chir Ba'ava, Elu Klei Adayam. That's referring to the Kalim of the Dayanim. What are the Kalim of the Dayanim? It refers to like the whip that they would have. Then other, did they mention here? No, it's brought down in the Sma. The beginning of Choshen Mishpat, it's called Hilchas Dayanim. So the Sma talks about whether there's an Inyan Bizman Azeh to have a Dayan, to have a Makel, and to have a whip. So that's what I think this is referring to over here. He said there's such a thing as to give them, place them the clay dayanim, the different tools that they need to be a judge, to whip and hit whenever they need to. So Rav Huna ki ava nafik ladina, when you go out to a din Torah, Amar Hach, he would say as follows: Apike le mana chanusai, take out the tools of my trade. Oh, here we go. Makel ritzua v'shofar v'sandala. A makel to hit, if you're not listening, ritzua to give malchus to a shofar to blow a shofar, and a sandal for the chalitza. So these are the four things needed for klei dayanim. This is a sma again. I wish I remember that sma. Right in the beginning of Choshen Mishpat, there's a sma that talks about this inyan. Whether bizman hazeh, such an inyan exists, do they die and need to have these four tools? Anyways, the Gemara says further, v'atzaves shoftim, shoftechem be'es ha'hi. I'm going to command the judges at that time. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Keneged Makel Ritzua Te Zariz. A person should be Zariz in having these tools, a similar idea. So Gemara says now, Shamoa Bein Acheichem Ushvatetem. Hear between your brothers and judge them. What does this mean? So Amar Rabbi Chanina, Azhar LeBezdin. It's a warning to Bezdin, Shelo Yishmu Divrei Baldin Kodem Shiova Baldin Chaver. You can't hear one side until the other side comes forward at the same time. They have to hear each other. And also that the Baldin shouldn't give his reasoning over to the judge beforehand, kodem shiyavo bal hadin chaver, unless both are present. As it says, kri b'nami shemea b'n acheichem, you have to hear from both of them at the same time. So if Kan Amar Mihach, he says the same idea but just a different source, lo sisa lo sasi, don't accept, you should not make accepted, don't allow any type of sheker taking place here. Ushvatatim tzedek, says the Gemara, First determine whether it's tzidkus, whether everything they're reporting is accurate, and only after you see the accuracy can you render a judgment. Bein ish uvein och, if the pasuk says, between man and his brother, Amar of Yehuda, afilu bein bayis la'aliyah, even a person who lives in the bottom floor and the upper floor, you also have to be very precise in giving a din Torah. Bein rigis darshan the pasuk further, bein gero, even a stranger, Amr Yehuda afilu bein tanur lekiraim, even between a oven and a double stove, it also requires judgment. You shouldn't think any case is too small for you to deal with. Lo sakir panim b'mishpa, don't show any favors in judgment. We'll go to the top of the next page. Rabbi Yehuda omer lo sakirehu, don't recognize him. A person you love, don't really, just because you know him and love him, don't show him any favor. Rabbi Elazar omer lo sinakirehu, don't either treat him, person who you hate, don't treat him as a stranger either. Meaning you have to be fair, you have to be as objective as possible, if possible. So Gemara says, the bottom Oshpi Sechone, the Rav Hu'asa Lakam Min Ladina. One of the hosts of Rav Asa once came to a din Torah that Rav was sitting on the din Torah, at the Bezdim. And Amalo, he says to Rav, Lav Oshpi Zechaat, were you not my guest? Amalo, in I was. So Amalo, Dina Isla, I've got a din Torah. So Amalo, Rav says to him, unfortunately, I'm disqualified from being your dayan. So Amar Lei Rav LeRav Kana Poke Dayan. He says to Rav Kana, you have to judge this man because I can't. Chazid Havaka Gais Bei. Rav Kana saw this person was showing a lot of favor and comfortable comfort with Rav. So Amar Lei Rav Kana, Rav says, Eat Saisa and Saisa. If you're ready to listen, then listen. But if you're not really willing to listen, Pikna Lach Rav Miunach, I'm going to remove Rav from here. And by sending you in Chayrim. And he won't be able to help you anymore. Okay, so we'll stop here.
Thank you. Tomorrow.